Aleluya. Aleluya. Are you happy to be in church this morning?
Yes.
If you're happy, I want you to show love to at least two people before you have your seat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I want us to take some few seconds to say thank you to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm saying it specifically because of this house. No, God has given us victory. Hallelujah. So I want you to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
For the Glory Center Community Church. Thank you, Jesus, for the Glory Realms Ministries. We are grateful, Jesus. Hallelujah. I also want us to thank God for Pure Streams. It is indeed a pure stream. I don't know how many of us look forward to service day just because of worship sessions. Now, I want us to say thank you, Jesus, for giving us this gift. Now, we have different, you know, what the beautiful thing about Pure Stream is that we have different gifts that has come together. And that's why we see this beauty. And I know they are not perfect yet. They are still longing to be better. But I really want us to thank Jesus on their behalf. I will say thank you, Jesus, for Pure Streams. Thank you for not withholding your blessing over them. Thank you for always pouring out your heart through them. Lord, we are grateful for this, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we ask, oh God, that it will be on the increase. None of them will fall away, Lord. None of them will diminish, Jesus. You give them grace, more grace. More grace. They will always tap into your heart.
Amen.
And they will always bring down your glory. Even through the songs that you will still give to them. In Jesus' name have we given thanks.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful for another Sunday service, right? All right, I want to... Wow. Mr. Awoloto. Isha wants me to greet him, specially on this altar. And I will. Happy anniversary to the Awolotos. Because this attention is serious. I'm sure it feels like entering the ground right now. Don't mind me. Happy anniversary. It just feels like yesterday, as in that too I was showing herself because she was chief bridesmaid. Yeah. Hey, you go. They were just showing themselves that day. I was like, wow. Thank God. Hallelujah. All right, this morning we are going to be having a very interesting discourse. But before I go ahead, I want to thank Pastor Laulu for this privilege to always stand before God's people, to teach God's word. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful, sir. Very, very grateful for this privilege. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for putting out the best in me and bringing it out. Thank you for making me know that I can do what God has sent me to do. I'm grateful, sir. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Nehemiah Conference this week. How many of us are excited? I'm so excited.
It feels as if I've not seen Papi in like 1 year. Oh my God. That is interesting. It's going to be a great time to have. We're having another SOD in February. Hope you are ready. I hope we are. Please let's ensure that we prepare our hearts, most importantly, to be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, so today we're going to be looking at the spirit of excellence. The spirit of excellence. I trust God to speak his mind as regards this. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you, Lord. We trust you, God, to breathe on us. We ask that everyone here will not just hear the words, but they will be impacted by the spirit of the word in the name of Jesus. Every one of us, including myself, will be a partaker of the blessing of these words. In Jesus' name have we prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 16, verse 3. All right, can we read together? One, two, go. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. Amplified Classic. We are ready now. Are we not ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go. As for the godly, the saints who are in the land, they are the excellent, the noble, and the glorious, in whom is all my delight. So who are the excellent ones? I didn't hear us. All right. I just wanted to show that we know that that scripture is talking about us. So God has called us excellent ones. And he said, he delights in us. He delights in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, I just want to quickly let us see excellence as one of God's nature. No, excellence is something that proceeds from God himself. God himself is excellent. And he has shown it in different ways. For example, in creation. Because he made everything and he said it was what? It was good. That means it was excellent. God did not see a fault in what he created. And that was why he was able to proclaim it as good. So myself, yourself, we are all excellent. We are good, right? So we are an expression of God's excellence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We all are expressions of God's excellence. So, right now, shut the mouth of Satan that is telling you or trying to make you see a fault that you have seen in yourself or something. And just tell yourself, wow, I am an expression of God's excellence. And I want you to believe it. Just believe it. I am an expression of God's excellence. Whether you are tall, you are short, you are big, you are small, you are anything, look beyond that and see that you are just an expression of God's excellence. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 8, verse 1 and verse 9. O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory above the heavens. Verse 9. O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's read from verse 2 now. of the same Psalms 8. Let's just see the expression of that excellence of what God said. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. What is man? Now you can see that you are also introducing to that is excellence. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels. This scripture from knowledge, I was made to understand that angels, actually, they are trying to just be humble using that statement. It actually is, you have made him a little lower than Elohim. So you are not to be compared to angels. Angels in their glory and in their splendor. No. You are just, he made us a little lower than himself. Hallelujah. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the path of the seas. O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You know that this scripture focused more on the man. So that was why I said in the beginning that we are the expression of God's excellence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, I want to read verse 1 in Amplified Classic. O Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory on or above the heavens. So I don't want to just pick that, how excellent. He says it's majestic and glorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, let's go. Job 37, verse 23. Okay, let's read. As for the Almighty, we cannot find him. He is excellent in power, in judgment, and abundant justice. He do not oppress. He does not oppress. Amplified Classic says that touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and to justice and plenteous righteousness. He does no violence. He will disregard no right. Hallelujah. All right, Isaiah 28:29. So this is just an introduction. We are going somewhere. All right, this also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. Amplified Classic. All right, thank you. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom and effectual working. Glory to God. So God is excellent. He's excellent. He's majestic. He's glorious. He's excellent in wisdom. God is the true expression of what excellence is. Hallelujah. We are going to be looking at Daniel as our case study this morning. No, I told you that's just an introduction. So we are going to be looking at Daniel. And we have quite a number of scriptures to read. Who is going to help me read? All right, 10 men will help me. Please let me give her a mic. You can sit. I'll let you know. Wow. Timmy. Ha. Wow. All right. Daniel chapter 1. Please, I want us to follow. We are going to enjoy Daniel. We are reading chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 5, chapter 6. Yeah. You can sit. Okay, so this. All right. All right, so chapter 1, verse 3. Let me confess why I want someone to read. There are some names in this Daniel that I cannot pronounce. That's why I said, well, let me look for someone that let me read. And thank God, she's cuckoo, a scholar in English. Don't mind me. All right. Okay, verse 3 and 4. Then you hold on. Then I'll tell you when to continue. Thank you.
Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans.
Thank you. All right. So, we are in Daniel. And then this was after the children of Israel were taken to Babylon. Bible student, right? And then the king wanted something specific. He asked for young men in whom there is no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace and are also teachable. Can we see that? Can we see that? All right. So these are the kind of people the king wanted. And then they went actually to look for them, right? I'm going to jump to verse 11. So we're reading from 11 to 20. Please ensure that you are following the reading. You enjoy it. All right. Amen.
So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servant. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus, the steward took away their portion of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink, and gave them vegetables.
Hold on, please. So we can see, number one, they've passed the test of good looking, right? No blemish. Okay, so let's go.
As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Mm. Now, at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they served before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding, about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm.
Hallelujah. That's fine. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right. So, have they passed all the requirements the king was looking for? They have. All right. So, chapter 2. You can sit, MM.
Now, in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him. Then the king gave the command to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to tell the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said to them, I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream. Then the Chaldean spoke to the king in Aramaic, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will give the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, My decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made an ash heap. However, if you tell the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts, rewards, and great honor. Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation.
All right, thank you. Who had the dream? I was not laughing when I was reading this scripture, like, Who had dream? Remember your dream. Tell us and let us interpret right. That's more logical, right? Like, you are the one that had the dream. It's not just like, I can't imagine. I can't meet Bola. Well, Bola will be able to do it, sure. I'll just go and meet Bola. Bola, I had a dream and I cannot remember. help a sister in need. I can't, you know, it's very funny how the demand of the king was actually beyond the natural. Hallelujah. And then he was demanding for something that, in fact, the dialogue was serious because the people he called kept on telling him, all right, we have heard you. Can you just still tell us the dream? And then he took it from 0 to 100. If you don't, I am going to cut you into pieces. Not just you, but your entire generation. Hallelujah. It's strange, right? Don't lose me. We are talking about the spirit of excellence. And we're getting there. All right, we're reading verse 12 to 19.
For this reason, the king was angry and very furious and gave the command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree went out, and they began killing the wise men, and they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. Then with counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, Why is the decree from the king so urgent? Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time, that he might tell the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. So after the natural has tried their efforts and then the killing has started, they got to Daniel, right? And then they were about to kill Daniel and his friends. And then Daniel was like, hold on. Why will you punish me for somebody else's sin, right? And then he said, I have something better. Let me just take out time and talk to the source of everything, right? And then he got the dream and he got the interpretation. Hallelujah. All right. So many of us, you know, growing up, for those that have maybe read the story of Daniel before now, you have never thought of it as, let me ask it right. Maybe you have excluded this specially to Daniel. Many of us, right? We feel that this is just a special story about Daniel. Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I like it that we are sincere. Now, many of us, we have taken it as just a Bible story. And one of the Bible characters, who is Daniel? And this is, so if they ask you, for example, tell me Bible characters in scriptures, you mentioned Daniel and you mentioned that he had wisdom. Right? You mentioned David. He was bold. You mention Samson. You mention as Bible character. But we have never, some of us have never taken it beyond just Bible character. To see that, wait, this guy, number one, this was an Old Testament happening. It happened in the Old Testament. So he didn't have the regenerated spirit. Did you get me? Like, he did not have the regenerated spirit that you now have. Do you know what you have is actually better than what Daniel had? Ah, this, what I have in me right now, what you have in you right now as a child of God, is better and greater than what Daniel had during his life on earth. And then see what he was able to do just with, let me use the word, a downgraded life. Can we see it? See what he was able to do with just a downgraded life. And he was called a man full of wisdom. In, we'll read chapter 5 and read chapter 6. He was explicit. Hey! Jesus. It was boldly written. Let me use simple English. Like I'm talking to my children. Yes. It was boldly written that he had an excellent spirit. So, how much more? We that are new creation, reality children of God, that we have something that is better than what they had in those days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as children of God, we actually also should have this same spirit of excellence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. I want us to finish reading Daniel before we run off. Chapter 5. I'm sorry. It's a lot of read, but I hope you're enjoying it. Yeah. All right. Chapter 5 is a long one. Let's see if we can. I'll stop you. I want us to read the entire chapter, but it's a long one. But let's read up to... Let's start.
Belshazzar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine in the presence of the 1,000.
All right, sorry, let me cut you there. So, we are in chapter 5. Nebuchadnezzar had died. Now, his son had become king. Do we get that? All right, so let's go on. So, I want us to just understand the flow. Yeah.
While he tasted the wine, Belshazzar gave the command to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple which had been in Jerusalem, that the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. Then they brought the gold vessels that had been taken from the temple of the house of God, which had been in Jerusalem, and the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. In the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his hips were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. The king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babylon, "Whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around his neck, and he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Now all the king's wise men came, but they could not read the writing or make known to the king its interpretation. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled. His countenance was changed, and his lords were astonished. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came to the banquet hall. The queen spoke, saying, "O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, chaldeans, and soothsayers. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. Then Daniel was brought in before the king. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "Are you that Daniel who is one of the captives from Judah, whom my father the king brought from Judah? I have heard of you, that the Spirit of God is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you."
Thank you. Let's stop there for now. We might continue. All right. So moving forward to chapter 5, right? We can see what happened. So there was also another dilemma. The son of the king now is king. Then he was enjoying his life and suddenly there was an interruption in his life. Yes. And then he started looking for answers. What's the meaning of this word written? And he called the same people he knows. And the trouble was a lot. And then they invited Daniel in, right? And then he said, the queen said something. She said that he had an excellent spirit. By the time the king himself was also addressing Daniel, he said he had excellent wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, this is another generation entirely. They had to sort for Daniel again. If you read the entire of this chapter, Daniel told him, let your money, he's like he was saying, let your money perish with you. Like, what I have cannot be compared to what you want to give me. Hallelujah. We are going somewhere. I want us to just soak this in through the life of Daniel. Glory to God. Like, I don't need your gift. Verse 17, it says that Daniel answered and said before the king, let your gifts be for yourself and give your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation. And then he yabbed him very well. He yabbed him that he's following the ways of his father. That didn't he hear of what happened to his father? Of how he ate grass like an animal. Yeah. As when I read, I was like, wow, such boldness. He was so sure of what he had. He was so sure of what he carried. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, like I said, we have something better than what Daniel had. One of the reasons why we should have this spirit of excellence, which is actually in us, is because we actually have God living inside of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, the spirit of excellence is a character. And it can be developed. In many of us, it's still in its seed form. And it can bear fruit. That means it can grow and bear fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It can grow and it can bear fruit. Praise God. So we must ensure that as children of God, we allow that spirit grow. And the enablement is already in us. We have the Holy Ghost. We have the Holy Spirit. He's living right inside of you. He's living right inside of you. And he should not just remain there as dormant. You can do more than what Daniel did during his time. I'm going to come to very practical examples of what I'm trying to say. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, there are different characteristics of an excellent spirit. Number one, integrity. Proverbs 11:3. Okay, the integrity of the upright will guide him, but the perversity of the unfruitful will destroy them.
The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfruitful will destroy them. Proverbs 28:6. Now, one of the things I in my very few interactions in life is that I noticed about we believers, we cower a lot. We can allow the enemy bully us a lot. And then we ought to stand. One of the scriptures that kept coming at me was the one Pastor Lalu taught when he was teaching on diligence. We are still going to read it. Proverbs 22:29. Like many times we cower a lot, we allow Satan bully us, even in the places where he has given us victory. Like we allow people of the world intimidate us, even at our workplaces. And it's just a mindset. You know, that's what I said. The spirit of excellence is a character. It's something that you can develop. Hallelujah. This thing I'm saying, it took God for me to come out of it myself as a person. Because you will just keep living life as if, and then you keep hiding under the disguise of a child of God. Like, so there's somewhere in scriptures that says that children of God should be conservative in expressing the life of God. The life of God should be expressed in everything and in everywhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God had told himself, because I'm God, let me be conservative. And then let me just make two people. And even after they fell, he pampers them and say, let me just manage through it. That's what we do many times with our lives. We just stay we box up ourselves. The God is like, what are you exactly doing? You have a spirit inside of you that you should allow to have expression. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Integrity is very key. It's a character of the spirit of excellence. Proverbs 28:6, better is the poor who walks in his integrity. And I'm sure this kind of scriptures that we used to use to deceive ourselves. Because we have seen, better is the poor. You know, in uni, I used to believe that it's better I stay very little. I don't know where that mindset came from, Sha. I remember Pastor Lalu was sharing with me how the only thought in his head for a car was Picanto. Wow. Yes. I can remember when we were going to get our first car, I was going to tell him. Like, we had something we wanted, but I don't know what was in our head. How we said, no, let's not go and buy, I think we wanted Kia Sportage or something. But we just, in our head, felt, no, let's try and be minimal. And then let's go and buy a small Corolla. I don't know where that mindset comes from. But we just allow Satan mess up our minds. And then we become his prey. And then we are still coming to church and we are praying and praying and knocking on heaven's door. When all that we need is already inside of us.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to run through. I have just 17 minutes left. I can give you scriptures. Proverbs 12:22. But let us read 2 Corinthians 8 verse 21 in TPT. 2 Corinthians 8:21 in TPT. No, we must have integrity. That's one of the expressions that you have, you carry an excellent spirit. Everywhere, in everything. Thank you. For we intend to do what is right, and we are totally open,
both to the Lord's inspection and to man's. Another character is discipline and diligence. Romans 12:11, not lacking in. Oh yeah, now. Ha, Bible student. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So because I'm a child of God, does not mean I will not be diligent. They should know me at my place of work. That call, when you want to solve a problem, just call Anu and she will get it done. Even though that problem does not have head or tail, but she will get it done. That should be your testimony anywhere, any day, anytime. Because your spirit that is inside of you is not the spirit of cowardness. You can go to God in prayer. Daniel went to God in prayer, even when it didn't make sense. Why do you want me to tell you your dream? Your dream. Not that I should go and dream and come and give you an interpretation of my dream. It really didn't make sense. But he knew that. He knew a God. He knew he was consecrated to a God. And then he went to that God. And the God gave him the answer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must ensure that as children of God, we are always... See, that's why it's God or nothing else. It's God or nothing else. I think it was yesterday at... I took culture class yesterday and I was telling them, they must know that there are a lot of Jesus living on earth. And it's not in just in you hiding in one place. It's in your expressions of life, in your place of work, in your business, in your career, in just relating with one person or the other. You know, very soon, the talk of GCC should be, wait. Can you please, I need a person from your church that can work in my office. Because they know that they deliver. That should be our testimony. Do we get it? Like, they are looking for somebody in Shola's office. And then the best option should be, please, I need someone like this person in your church. Don't you have someone that can do this job for me in your church? But it should not be said of us that we are working together and then we are lagging in diligence. That is not the spirit of excellence. Whatever our hands find to do, we must ensure that we are doing it well. We are doing it very well. That's the only gateway to bringing them to know the Lord. They just know that, once this person gets on the job, once Eki gets on a job, Oto, do we get it? Eki and Eni worked in the same place, and that was how she brought Eki to church. And I'm sure it was just a life she saw in Eni. And that was it. Are we getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, we must not limit ourselves to the way we live. You are the same child of God in church, the same child of God at work. They should also be able to know that this one is different. She carries an excellent spirit. He carries an excellent spirit. You want this done? Call on her. Call on him. And you're not intimidated by anyone else. Hallelujah. All right. Proverbs 10:4. Now I'm going to rush. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Diligence. 2 Timothy. I wanted to read this in Amplified Classic. Can we quickly do that? Classic. He becomes poor who works with a slack and idle hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. We all know it. For God has not given us the spirit of, but of, and of, and of. I think NLT says self-discipline. Let me look for anyone that says self-discipline. Yeah. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and sound mind, and self-discipline. You must have it. It is built. It is developed. It is not an anointing. It is not an anointing. Nobody will lay hands on you and you become diligent. You have to be disciplined. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another character is humility. James 4, 6 and 10. Proverbs 11, 2. NKJV is fine. But it gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. So when you carry that spirit, it doesn't necessarily make you proud. It's rather, it makes you know that what I have was given. What I have was given. And so you stay humble because you know that it's in that state that you receive more grace. Imagine if Daniel had told the king, so you could not have called me first. Why did you go and call those your useless people? But he was not even in the scene at all. He did not even know what was really going on until they called for him. So you must stay humble and you will find grace. You will find grace. If you are presently struggling at your workplace, you need to find grace. And you've seen how to. Many of us, we can be proud. You cannot ask for help. You cannot ask for one of the things that Pastor Lalu's life has judged me a lot of time. Like whenever he shares his work experiences with me, I'm like, okay. Like I sometimes just look at him in awe and I'm like, God, can you give me that kind of heart? Like, he can go and meet a junior engineer to tell him, oh, this is your new language. I really don't know it. Can you teach me? For me, it's an amazing. And that's what he says, that as long as the person is not collecting his salary, you can learn from anyone. As long as you get the job done.
Yes.
All right. Another character is surrendered to God or reliance on God. Sorry, we can't read all the scriptures. James 4:7. James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Matthew 6:25 and 26. Another character is that you have to have faith in God. Hebrews 11:6 says what? Without faith, it's impossible to please God, to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So you have to have faith in God. Proverbs 3:5-6. Let's read it. We already know the NKJV. Let's read it in TPT. Proverbs 3:5-6. We know the trust in the Lord. No, in TPT. Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you and he will lead you in every decision you make. 6. He will lead you. Become intimate with him in whatever you do and he will lead. So you just need to rely solely on God. Daniel did not have another plan with his life. It is either this God of Israel or nothing else. Daniel could have chosen, if this same God I want to keep serving did not save us from the hands of the Babylonians, why should I keep serving him? But he decided,
whether or not I will stay serving the Lord. And see the consecrations they made, telling themselves they will not even eat of this meal. Some of us, once you enter the king's palace, it's buffet setting. You want to eat everything you see. That's literal. But some of us, we just want to get all the money by all means. No, it is God that gives and does not have sorrow. Glory to God. So we must not be lacking in these characters, because it's in these characters that our spirit of excellence are developed. Glory to God. You know, there are other characters that I'll just mention. Obedience, patience, passion, perseverance, being loyal. There are other characters. An excellent spirit is birthed by prayers, intimacy. Whenever you see that you're making too much mistake at work, something is wrong with your work with God. When I see people clumsy, I just feel that they should first calm down and find out what's up. How you be falling down on the staircase as an adult? It might seem like, I can't sleep. But no, you can't keep sleeping on the staircase. It's not normal. It means you have become clumsy. So just take a recess. What is going on with me? Or you're always making errors. Oh, sobe, iyoja. Today, tomorrow, next tomorrow, something is wrong. Is that, yes, you might think, is it not too carnal to be using soup? Yes. Excellence should show in everything. In everything. Even in the way you dress and look. In the way you dress and look. It's not, I beg, God is not seeing the outward. Before you know it, they will think something is wrong with you here. You must pursue excellence in all the areas of your life. In your appearance. In your walk with God. Your walk with God can be very excellent. Because you are going to serve Him with all of your heart, your soul, your mind. Hallelujah. Your workplace. Your workplace. Your business. I must be able to recommend anybody here for a job. And I'm not scared that, I'm in trouble. No. I must be able to recommend anybody for a job. Hallelujah. It must show in your home as a mother, husband, wife, just even a co-tenant. Excellence must show in how you live with people, how you relate with people. Another thing I'm going to mention before I go to the last one is in the way you manage people's properties. I just remember something. We had our retreat that we've been having. Pastor Obi said something yesterday and it blew my mind. That scripture that says that if you are not faithful in another man's, Pastor Obi scattered that scripture yesterday and I was like, oh my God. He said, many times we read that scripture. Can you hear me look for it? We read that scripture with the mindset of, let me take care of this person's phone so that my own will come. He finished that scripture yesterday. He said, no, that's not what it means. No, it's not so that when your own comes, you'll be able to know. Because many times that's the mindset we use. But he said it like it's in you doing that thing that you will begin to find your own expression. He eats differently. Well, as if he slapped me and corrected my head, like, try. And he used himself as an example. He said when he first started preaching, that he wasn't necessarily as refined as he is right now. That he was in just following
and living and ensuring that the work that God has put in Pisa could not spoil in his hands. That his own expressions became better and better and better, and is getting better. For me, that was like, it was like a deliverance for me yesterday. So, how we use other people's things, you cannot just say, Shebi na church, they go buy another one. If camera fall down. Hey! Like, you must be that excellent. Let everybody know that. See, if Joshua should clean that boy men's toilet, it's different. We know it is Joshua that has done it. It's in those very simple things that your excellence shows forth. It's not that you are thinking of 500 things when you are trying to achieve a goal. No. You can actually, see, many of us, I keep saying, we are not sincere with God and with ourselves. You are having a lot in your head. You can lay it down and do the other thing better. You don't have to allow other situations tell on what you are doing. That's why we, call service, what customer service, I don't like them at all. And they say they audit them. What kind of auditing is that one? They are so rude. It's like sometimes they forget that they are supposed to help solve a problem, but many times they add to the problem. Do we have customer service people in church? Do we have a, no, but seriously, do we have a customer rep in church? Oh, Jesus. I think you should start training. No, I'm serious. People should learn to drop their problems. Your job is to help somebody solve the problem, but not to add to the person's problem. But many times, the way they react, as if, whoa, if you are not ready, can you please drop the phone? Oh. Yes, everybody have issues. You might have your own issue, you might have your own this. But at that moment, you're at work. Drop it at the gate. If you don't have God, just drop it at the gate. Do your job. But if you have God, you should be, in fact, you should be the best at such work. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow, my time is up. Another area of our lives is church. The work of God. Church, the work of God. We should be excellent. It's not because it is church that you can do it anyhow. God is not seeing it. Nah. You can go very professional to that your unit, even if it's not your specialty. Like you can take courses just because you want to be very professional at what God told you to do, at your service in God's house. You can go that professional. Because you will take ICANN and all those big courses that you have spent plenty money on if it was a secular job. Yes or no? And then because it's church, I beg, church will be fine. And that person will do it, whether I'm there or not. Things to avoid. Mediocrity. That average mindset. I can trust God. Lord, I don't want to. I think that was one of the things I trusted God for. Like, deliver me from this mindset. My first 3 years in my MS, in BSc, was like, I was just struggling through school. By the time, it was as if God now helped me reset that. You should be one of the top flyers in your class. Why are you doing nonsense? By 400 level, it was too late to catch up. I was not having good results. It was so annoying. I think that was one of the vex I used to vex, that I said, you know what, I'm going to go and do masters. And show that this head, you are not dull. No, I'm serious. And I did my masters and I did very well. I was proud of myself. Like, wow. So I can have A's and B's. And I was very proud. As I was teaching people tutorial, I was very proud of myself. And you know, how many people, because of that, followed me to church? Because they knew I was a church girl in UI. They knew I was a church girl. So they just followed me to church. I had friends that joined the church I was attending then in UI just because of, this girl, She knows book and she has spirits. Let's follow her. And so I wish I learned it early in my BSc days. Sometimes it used to pay me like, and it's just because I had an average mindset. Like, I can trust God for deliverance. Like, bah, drop it. No, you are not supposed to remain average. You should look forward to the best. One of the things Pastor Lalu taught me as a person is, even if you are not getting that your most promising job, take up a volunteer job. This thing helped me. It really helped me. It's changed my mindset that your life must not be dependent. Yes, many of us, the reason why we work is because we want to earn something. But it helped me, and I did it, and it really worked. Actually, first of all, took away, you must work for salary. By the time I knew that I wasn't necessarily working to get a salary, I was ensuring I was doing it as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Low self-esteem. Laziness. The things to avoid. Laziness. Fear. Being rebellious to God or authority. Procrastination. That one. Hey, the Lord will deliver us. Amen. Neglecting the Holy Spirit. Neglecting the Holy Spirit. You have a nudging to do something at work, and then you keep neglecting that inward nudging. There are things we should avoid to ensure that we have an excellent spirit. Hallelujah. You know, in conclusion, if you have Christ, you should have the spirit of excellence, because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. You should allow him to permeate every aspect of your life, so that your life can give him glory and honor. I will quickly read three scriptures and then we pray. Colossians 3:23. In Amplified Classic. All the scriptures we want to read in Amplified Classic, please. All right, let's read this together. Whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul, as something done for the Lord. You know, the best way to know that you are the best worker is when nobody is supervising you and you can still put your 100% to it. Proverbs 22:29. All right. Do you see a man diligent and skillful in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. Hallelujah. Amen. I know Pastor Lalu taught us this some weeks back. It's not just a confession. It's a decision. It's a life. Ecclesiastes 9:10. All right, let's read together. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work or device, nor knowledge or wisdom in Sheol, the place of the dead, where you are going. In other words, if right now you fall off and you die, your body, I mean, you cannot walk again, right? You cannot work again. So why not do it with all your might? One thing I learned from Mamadi, she says that when they ask you to sing, sing as if that's your last time you ever sing. When they ask you to preach, preach that's the last time. That's what she does. And I personally took it as a personal learning. So whenever I'm doing something, I try to do it as if that's the last time I will find the opportunity to do it. And I'm doing it with all of my strength, with all of my might. I don't know if you have taken anything this morning, but we must ensure that this house, we have every one of us, we carry the spirit of excellence. You have it. You have it in you. Nobody's going to lay hands on you to have the spirit of excellence. You already have it because you have the Holy Ghost inside of you. So don't limit the Holy Ghost to just speaking in tongues in your room. No, make sure that he finds expression in all that you do and in all areas of your life. Like in all areas of your life. You can write it down. Okay, this is, I want to be the best in this. And it's not for so that someone else will envy you. We should provoke ourselves in good works. You are working, like you have two or three people working your place of work. You should ensure that you people are striving to be the best set of workers there. Let them know you people that, how much is it? They will ensure that the work is done. Do we get it? I trust that God will help us. No, I want us to just talk to God and ask God to help you. You know, that's God, help me that this spirit indeed might be developed in me. So that my life can indeed give you glory. My life can indeed give you glory.